Hey everyone, I wanted to give you a heads up that the highly anticipated second season of the hit podcast Proof is finally here. So if you're looking for more true crime content, go check it out because Proof is an awesome investigative true crime podcast co-hosted by Susan Simpson of Undisclosed and Jacinda Davis of Evil Lives Here. Proof made headlines for its first season in 2022. After proving the innocence of two Georgia men serving life sentences for murdering their friend, Brian Bowling, when they were just 17 years old. And 25 years later, on December 8th of 2022, both men were finally freed, all based on evidence unearthed by Proof. Now in the second season of Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, Susan and Jacinda are on the case again, this time traveling to the streets of Manteca, California to uncover who really murdered 18-year-old Rene Ramos. On June 5th of 2000, Ramos's body was found buried under a pile of debris inside the shell of a new Home Depot building. Despite tips hinting at alternate suspects, tips that were ignored until now, Rene's boyfriend, 18-year-old skateboarder Jake Silva, and Ty Lopez, the 33-year-old uncle of one of Jake's close friends, were arrested and convicted of her murder. Fans of true crime and investigative series won't want to miss this riveting new season and follow the case as Susan and Jacinda uncover long overlooked evidence about what really happened to Rene by listening to Proof, Murder at the Warehouse, wherever you get your podcasts. Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Scary mysteries, twisted news, mom's disappearance, and telepathic UFOs. Terrifying cases of true crime and strange events. Every week, Twisted News dives into two mysterious and scary cases currently happening in our world. This week, we'll tackle the mysterious case of a mother who disappeared in Ohio and the intriguing claim of a man from California who says that he has the powers to summon UFOs. Get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted News. Number 1. Mom's Disappearance. In 2019, the number of missing persons cases filed amounted to over 600,000. Although it was a little less than the previous years, the fact still remained that some people just disappear from the face of the earth without anyone knowing what happened and if they would ever return. Interestingly, most of these disappearance cases were suspected to be perpetrated by other people or individuals with ill intent. And yet, we cannot disregard the fact that there are also several missing persons cases that are self-perpetrated. In this story, you may have to decide for yourself why this mother vanished without a trace. Jane Malota led a happy life with her husband Warren and son in a suburban neighborhood in Medina Township, Ohio. But then, under strange and mysterious circumstances, their lives all took a strange turn. On August 9th, 2021, at around 7 in the morning, the 53-year-old mother dropped off her 26-year-old son off at work in Westfield Center, which is about half an hour away from their home. She had been doing this for most of their lives, as their child was autistic. Her usual route would be to proceed to Arby's off Route 18, where she worked. But her workplace began to wonder where she was when Jane failed to show up that day. They hadn't received a call or a message saying that she wouldn't be coming in. In a later interview, Mr. Malota said that it was impossible to contact her, knowing that she left her phone at home. He believed that most likely she actually did this on purpose. At this point, the police had already been notified and were investigating into the matter. When dealing with a disappearance case, authorities also tend to investigate money trails. Most likely, these missing individuals would use their cards to make purchases for things like food and gas, and then from this information, detectives should be able to track down the individual. Unfortunately, though, this couldn't be applied to Jane. According to Warren, the woman didn't own any credit cards. She paid in cash for everything. And while she did have an ATM card, she was only found withdrawing money on the day before she disappeared. Going deeper into the matter, investigators heard some quite disturbing information from her coworkers. Apparently, she revealed to someone at work that she had hip cancer, though she didn't want to tell her family because she didn't want them to worry. Authorities combed every possible clue they could get their hands on just to find Jane. Their efforts even expanded overseas, and at one point, Warren suspected that she may have flown back to her homeland in Denmark. But this theory was soon debunked, knowing that her passport had expired. Roughly a month went by, and there was still no sign of the Ohio mom. Even her vehicle, which she reportedly drove off in to drop off her son, had never been seen. And just as everyone was about to lose hope in finding her, the big news then came in. Jane Malota was finally discovered. The Medina Township Police confirmed that the woman and her car were found in Texas, unharmed, on the afternoon of September 1st. Investigators said they got help from a license plate reader camera, and they were then able to track down the missing person's vehicle. It's quite intriguing, though, that the police chose to withhold further information about where she'd been between August 9th and the day before she was found. They did say that there was nothing criminal in the case. It was also indicated that Malota had somehow left on her own accord. It's not uncommon to hear of people disappearing for no real reason. There have been quite a lot of studies conducted on these kinds of cases, and in them, it seems to suggest that multiple cases involve people escaping from domestic abuse and oppression, as well as depression and a wide variety of other reasons. This now begs the question, though, what actually propelled Jane Malota to abandon the comfort of her home and leave the company of her loved ones. With her case finally being closed, there's nothing left for us to do but to speculate on the truth behind her unexplained disappearance, and unless she lets the world know why, we may never know why she chose to drive away. Number 2. Telepathic summoning of UFOs. The purpose of science is to make sense of everything that happens around us. Through research and investigations, scientists and experts can unravel the mysteries of countless phenomena, those things that we thought we couldn't explain. But sometimes even science has its limits, and it may be hard to believe, or maybe not, But there really are some things in this world and in this universe that we have yet to make sense of. This story that you're about to hear is one of them. Robert Bingham, a man from Los Angeles, California, was in his late 30s when he first saw what he described to be a worm-shaped ship about 20 feet tall cruising through the sky. Ever since then, he began to witness unusual objects flying right above him. And these objects looked like flying beans or discs, and he kept all these experiences to himself until one day that he no longer could. In 2010, a neighbor came to do a plumbing job for him. He showed the plumber the photos of the unidentified flying objects that he saw years ago. This piqued the man's interest, and he asked Robert if he could bring his brother along to check out his photos, who was also curious about UFOs. Unknowingly, this would be the beginning of what is now called the Summons Events with Robert Bingham. People from all over the state and sometimes from around the country and abroad would huddle together at Sycamore Grove Park in South Pasadena to marvel at Robert's unusual ability. Now 62, the man straight up believed that he could summon UFOs and interact with them at any time. In a documentary, he even admitted having the capability to connect with ghosts and other supernatural beings, including Bigfoot, though it was the UFOs that he would often interact with. The man, who worked as a security guard at a nearby establishment in the park, went on to demonstrate how he actually did the summoning. In the interview, he said that he would just look right up into the blank blue sky and focus on that particular portion. Then, he would telepathically summon the UFOs. Strangely enough, he would have a throng of people, mostly UFO enthusiasts, around him to witness the phenomena he caused. Some who had been with him countless times were able to quickly pick up his hints and follow along. And new members weren't disregarded either, as the sage would personally guide them in the experience. More than just the UFO sightseeing, this bustling community also serves as a haven for like-minded individuals who love to share their experiences without the fear of being judged. Bingham is aware that he has become an object of public ridicule, and yet he continues to do what he does. He even talked about his claims that the government apparently believed him as well. Believe me, they believe me. That's why they're coming out with this stuff now, Bingham said, referring to the recent findings released by the Pentagon. This report, which was featured here on the channel in A Scary Mysteries of the Month of July of 2021, pertains to the declassified 9-page paper made by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and submitted to the U.S. Department of Defense on June 25, 2021. This controversial paper looks into the hundreds of first-hand observations of UFOs. The point here is that the government does recognize the occurrence of these unknown objects zipping through our skies. However, even our brightest minds couldn't exactly figure out the nature of these anomalies. Questions still linger in everybody's minds. Could these objects be the product of secret aerial technologies developed by the military, or are they just naturally occurring atmospheric phenomenon? While we have yet to wait for official confirmation, we can't help but wonder whether they could actually be alien spaceships. There's a lot to speculate on in this matter, but until the answers are definite, Bingham's followers will continue to seek his guidance in interacting with the third kind. So there were two of the most shocking and intriguing stories around. The world can be a crazy place, and Twisted News is sure to show you why. If you guys enjoyed this video, please subscribe and hit the notification bell. We have new videos coming out every single week for you guys to check out. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you soon.